are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Let's get into it. Contentment is not complacency. This is what we're talking about today in our deep dive. Choosing contentment does not mean giving up on goals or settling for less or just accepting mediocrity. It means trusting God's timing, being thankful for where you are, and growing without resentment. Contentment and ambition can coexist when the motivation comes from purpose instead of pressure. And this is the main thing, right? Purpose and not pressure. I know that God has created me for more, not that I am feeling pressure to have more or to be more. Even good things like education, for example, I don't need to be pressured to keep going if that is not my purpose, right? I need to know what my purpose is and I need to settle in that. So this is what we're talking about, complacency versus contentment. What is the difference between the two? My pastor, good morning. We have Pastor Victor Banda on the line. How are you doing today, Pastor?
I am great. God is with me. How are you doing over there?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us once again, Pastor. Indeed, God is with us. And because of that, we're looking forward to this conversation about contentment and complacency. What's the difference between the two?
When we are dealing with complacency and contentment, the difference, in the first place, these two words are almost the same. Mm-hmm. And what I will do for now is simply say contentment is a virtue that comes from that depends so much on God's provision and sovereignty and more reliance on God. Now, contentment is a feeling of quiet pleasure or security and where you are self-satisfied with the existing situation,
right,
and you don't even want to improve it. So when we talk about now the differences, contentment and complacence, while both involve satisfaction with one's current state, there is a significant difference. Mm-hmm. Contentment is a positive state of happiness or fulfillment with what one has, combined with the drive to continue growing and improving. But complacence, on the other hand, is a passive satisfaction with one's current situation, mm-hmm. often leading to lack of motivation. You cannot even strive for further development. You potentially overlook even the dangers and shortcomings of life. In other words, a content person is satisfied, but he puts effort to improve on his goal. Mm-hmm. While a complacent person is satisfied, but puts little or no effort to move towards the goal.
Right, right. And so how do we pursue excellence without becoming discontent?
Yum. So excellence, we mean it's a quality of being outstanding, being extremely good, mm-hmm. and it means attaining greatness in life. So in order to pursue excellence without being discontent, what we really need is to have goals in life. Mm-hmm. When you have goals in life, which is the essence of excellence, mm-hmm. Just to have a goal in life and you are not happy with the status quo, you want to improve it, then you will not be discontented. So as we pursue excellence, we should also know that it's never easy. It is a tedious process. It requires effort. And it is easy to become disconnected and discontented in your pursuance of excellence as long as you forget your targets, mm-hmm. your goal. But when you have a goal and you are working towards that goal, your joy is the hard work you are doing in order to meet that target, that goal.
Right, right. And so how then do we know when we're chasing goals for the wrong reasons? How do we know whether it is just for the sake of growth in line with my purpose or this is because I'm feeling pressure. I must apply for my MBA because my sister is doing her MBA. I must also get a PhD because my next door neighbor has done it. How can we tell the difference between the two? How do we know when we're chasing for the wrong motivation?
It is easy. It is easy to know that we are chasing certain goals for wrong reason. And one way is when those goals that we are chasing are for the purposes of outclassing other people, uh-huh. Then you know that you are in a competition with someone in life. What we should understand as God's children is that you and I are not in competition with anybody. God has already cleared your life and mine. It has its. And so my goals must be based on what God has given me, what God has given me in terms of aspiration, and no need for me to compete with you because you are obviously in a different field, I'm in a different field. Yeah. And so when we bring in that issue of outclassing the other, then you know that you are chasing goals for wrong reason. Another way is that when we do not have reason for doing certain things that we do, then you know that our journey is a wrong one. We should all have a reason for what we are doing. We should ask ourselves, why am I doing this? Why am I here? And then we will find a methodology of how we should live a happy life, improving our acumen and the things that have been granted to us by God.
Beautiful. And what role would you say trust in God's plan plays in living contentedly?
Yes, that is a very good question. The role of trust in God so that we live contently as a people.
Yeah.
Now, we need to understand that first, God has already chiseled our lives for success on the condition of obedience. He knows that what man needs is this for him to be content. And God has already provided all these things. He has created an enabling environment for success. Mm-hmm. For instance, God knew that man would need money. So he gave him work. Mm. So it is the job of man now to work.
Right.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15. God knew that man would need companionship. He provided a wife. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18 and 24. Mm-hmm. God also knew that man would need rest. He would need fellowship.
Right. Oh, it looks like we've lost our pastor. Let's see if we can get him back. The line literally just disconnected unexpectedly. Let's try and get him back on. He was talking to us about the things that God has known already and the fact that God has already created environments for us to win and to succeed. Pastor, do we have you back on the line?
Yes, and we are together.
All right. We got this connection.
So we see,
moment there. Please continue.
We see, yes. My emphasis was the fact that God knew that man would need fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And so God provided the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a great day for fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
When we gather from all walks of life, we commune, we interact, we sing, we praise the Lord. That gives you now the trust to believe that God has provided for our lives in every area possible so that we may enjoy contently.
I love that. So it's about knowing that God already wants you to win. God wants you to succeed at everything that you're doing. And he has set things up for your benefit if you are willing to trust his plan and obey him.
Absolutely.
Love that. Now, Pastor, how can we celebrate our growth without comparing it to others? How can I celebrate that? Listen, this is what I've done. I've managed to accomplish this little thing. I know that next door they've gone beyond that, but I'm happy with what God has given me so far. How do we do that?
To celebrate our growth without comparing with others is very important, but we must all realize that we are unique and we are different from other people. We have our great potentials that are different from others. And so when other people are celebrating their achievement, celebrate with them, because that is what God has given them. And when God has given me an area of expertise, I can still celebrate because that is my area. I am unique. I'm different from anybody else. And anybody else is equally different from us. Our paths of growth are obviously different. And because of that uniqueness, I have a different IQ and somebody has a different IQ. We have different emotional intelligence. We are not at the same level. And so we should celebrate. And combined together, we should celebrate each other. Look at an example of a rose flower, which is white in color. Mm-hmm. Another rose flower is the blue. Another one yellow. Another whatever color. If you have a rose flower, one color, you may not enjoy that coloration, but if we brought all the rose flowers together, various colors, they will form a bouquet, red, blue, yellow, and so on. And it's beautiful to behold the beautiful coloration that you ever see. Is that of human beings have been created. We have been created in such a manner that together we glow, we must celebrate each other. Amen. Just like a rose flower is beautiful only in the presence of other rose flowers, when it's combined with other colors.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. Final thoughts for today's segment, Pastor, speaking on comparison and contentment and complacency.
Well, my final thought is the biblical. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 up to 13, the Bible says, "Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learnt in whatsoever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. I know how to be abound in any and all these circumstances. I have learnt the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I do all things through him who strengthens me." That is Paul speaking. So our minds must be content with how God has made us. In Hebrews 13 verse 5, the Bible says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said that he will never leave you nor forsake you." When we say be content with what you have, we mean what you have, what you have worked for, using the aspirations, the gifts that God has given you. Be content, be happy. And finally, Psalm 23, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Meaning, I will not lack anything. I am happy with what God has given me. And every child of God should be happy with the way we have been created, because God knows best what is good for us. We can only improve that God has already given to us.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through. We'll be connecting again tomorrow to continue this conversation. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.